getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Great old-time records for you for the next hour. Glad to have you along with. Undergoing kind of a dramatic mood swing here myself. I was actually watching Dial M for Murder on the TV, and I don't know if you've seen that movie, but it is very involved and complicated story, and I was like, I have got to go do the Oompa Hour. Fortunately, halfway through the movie, it actually has an intermission built right into the movie. Just when the police are investigating and all the excitement is building, you get the big yellow words across the TV like it would have been in the movie theater. Intermission. So I was like, there's my chance. I've got to go to the studio. So here we are to spin some great old-time records for you once again for another week. And let's just get it rolling with the Ample Airs Orchestra. This particular selection features Dick Zimber. This is Susie's Polka. There you go, Susie's Polka, the Ample Airs Orchestra, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad to have you with us for another week. That's what we do if you're just joining us. We play great old-time records for about an hour every week here, and we always play records here on the show, and we try to mix it all up with all the different styles and different ethnicities of music. That is hard to say sometimes. Gary Kuchenbecker now, along with his Old Lager Orchestra, and this is Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer, Dear.
Her pretty blue eyes. Don't drop stop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't make those dents in the foam. If you must cry in the beer, dear, why can't you cry in your own? I like the taste of the malt and the hops, but the malt is too salty when mixed with teardrops. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer.
Gary Kuchenbecker and his old lager orchestra there. Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, and I need to remind you, of course, that you can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour with a simple email, and even I can remember it. It's just oompahour@aol.com. And glad to play your requests or answer questions about a band or just say hi, whatever you want to do. That's oompahour@aol.com. All right. Now, this record, I see this record and I skip over it all the time when I'm going through the stacks of records, only because it stands out and I think, oh, I must have just played that one. But I'm sure it's only been on the Oompa Hour once in all the many, many weeks that we've been doing the show. So I got to play it now so it stops coming around in the top of the stack and I can, because the records on the shelves, I pull from the left and return to the right. Just like you're reading. So that's how I try to cycle through the records. But I do cheat every now and then. And we just need to play the Lovett Sisters. Here's the Mexican Polka.
There's a polka that they're doing down in Mexico, called the Mexican Polka. Senorita, senor, dance around with the stars, doing the Mexican Polka. I met a senor one day, he stole my heart away. We danced to the Mexican polka. He held me so close, so he said he must go. Then he whispered these words to me. Let's dance another one before you leave me. Dancing is so much fun. Parting will grieve me. There goes the band again. Dancing is so much fun. Let's dance another one before we say
Sisters and the Mexican Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, old-time songs played off of old-time records, because that's the way it should be done. Boy, I tell you, I'm having a tough time with the turntable today. I was, you hear that? That's the sound of someone putting a record on a record player. Most people don't hear that sound anymore. I love it. Anyway, I was working on something in the garage, And I went to open a door, and there was a latch on the door that had been screwed onto the door, and the screws came through the other side of the latch, like maybe an eighth of an inch, or the other side of the door, and I grabbed it in just the wrong place to open it, and I put little holes right through my fingers with the pointy end of those screws that were poking through, and I was like, you know, ouch, and went on with my day. Then I realized I'm bleeding, so I'm like, I need a Band-Aid. And of course, in the garage, you know, you don't have the good Band-Aids. You have the Band-Aids that you put out there 36 years ago in case you ever needed one. So I grab a Band-Aid, and it's a Curad. And it's not even a plastic Band-Aid. It's a cloth Band-Aid. That's how old it is. But I put it on. It's doing the job. And it's on my right index finger, which is the one I use. You know how a record player, has those little finger lifter things on the side to put the needle on the record. And every time I do it, the little finger lifter thing gets caught in the fabric of the Band-Aid. It's very awkward today. So we'll just keep on fighting. I feel like I'm working with a handicap here or something, but we'll just keep on working. Now, remember last week we played the Ron Harvey Orchestra doing the Wisconsin Waltz. Indeed, we did. And I said I really like the other side of that record especially. So I said, I'm going to set this aside, and next week we're going to play the other side. Well, I did set it aside, and now we're going to play it because I wanted to. So here's the Ron Harvey Orchestra, and this is Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka. It's just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charmed. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my eye. This is just another polka, play the Six Fat Dutchman polka. Here's another polka. It's the Frankie Yankovic polka. Just another polka, it's the Romy Gaz polka. Now here's another polka, it's the Bernie Roberts polka. This is just another polka. It's the Whoopi John polka. Here's one more polka. Sing the Lawrence Duca polka.
I love to polka. With my sweetheart, I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go, swinging the Red Raven polka with the sweetheart that I love so.
Now this was just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charmed. Well, this was just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my planet again. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
I don't know, it's just one of those songs. I love that song, no matter what band does it. And so many bands are so good at trying to mimic other bands, too. It's just, now I'm going to be singing that to myself the entire rest of the day. I promise you that is going to happen. And my wife will be like, well, you shut up. All right, somebody emailed us a joke here on the Oompa Hour, so I got to tell you the joke, all right? The joke is emailed from Sheldon, sent us his joke. You ready for the joke? Here it is. Says, I got pulled over by the police. The officer asked me to step out of my car. You're staggering, he said. I replied, you're pretty handsome yourself. That's terrible. But, you know, if you send us a joke, I'll read it. Assuming that it's, you know, a polite joke. It's just oompahour@aol.com. All right, let's roll another tune here. The New Phonics. That's NU-FONICS. That's a rather modern sounding name. Well, actually, this record is from 1982, so it's only 34 years old, if my math is correct. The New Phonics, here's the Polka Down Polka.
Call her Polka Babe, 'cause no one knows her name. She danced the polka all night long, that's how she came to fame. She really stomps her feet on Madame Tremec Street. In the bar she is a star, they say she can't be beat.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet, and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down.
He really steals the show, puts the rest up to the test and swings them to and fro. The girls all try their best, they dance the polka best. Takes them one by one and puts them back with all the rest.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down. Polka beat and to that polka sound. Swing and stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down. And romance, swing around. Listen to that polka beat and to that polka sound.
And one day Joe met Babe at the Senate Cafe. Band was hot and on the spot they danced the night away. They swung and stomped about, the crowd began to shout. But Joe and Baby came engaged that night, there was no doubt.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down. Polka beat and to that polka sound.
Oh, see what happens there? I was over here getting another record and almost forgot to be back at the mic when the record ended. The New Phonics there, the Polka Down Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That's what we do. Old-time records, they're all oldies because they're records. And heck, even if you play a brand-new polka, a brand-new record, it could be an old song. So they're oldies kind of no matter what you do. I don't know. Let's do this one, shall we? you can't see what it is. I have the New England Polka with Pete Anop Orchestra, A-N-O-P, the Pete Anop Orchestra. Hope I said that right. I don't remember playing this one before, but I know I have because it has little check marks on it that I used to try to keep track of stuff like that many years ago. But anyway, let's do it. Here's the New England Polka. We call a snappy number here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldies show, the New England Polka, the Pete Anop Orchestra. And you know, when we do the show, we always like to, we always promise that we're going to get at least one waltz into the show, because sometimes you like it when we slow it down just a little bit. And I have one for us next here, Myron Florin. Here's the Saturday Night Waltz. Well, there you go. Myron Florin and the Saturday Night Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Spinning great old-time records for you like we do every week. And it's I don't usually get this far into it without bringing up a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin. And it is the season where you might want to be visiting a groovy place like that. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Yes, that's true. More than 1,400. I haven't actually counted them personally, but it's an awful lot. And that's enough reason to go there right there. But when you add in all the historical memorabilia, advertising memorabilia, paperwork, accordion instructions, for Pete's sake, all about the music and the performers and the entertainers, and they even have a repair and technician school, one of the few places in the world that you can learn to repair and maintain these instruments. Now, summertime is here, and they have a whole schedule of events going on. There's something like almost every weekend, and I encourage you to check it out on their website because all the up-to-date information is there. It's worldofaccordions.org. Whether you want to take in a concert, perhaps at their beautiful concert hall, get into one of their outdoor jam sessions, take in one of their ethnic evenings, some of their workshops, just a lot of amazing things. It's a cool place to visit, and it's in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin, right there by Duluth, where you're right, you can jump right onto the Highway 61 up the north shore of Lake Superior and take in beautiful hiking trails and waterfalls and parks and amazing stuff. It's just a great place to hang out. If you've never been there, you might want to take about a week, but check it out. It's online, a World of Accordions museum. It's in the Harrington Arts Center. Worldofaccordions.org is where you can find out more about it. All right, now, quite often we play Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks doing the Hey Baba Reba, also known as the Cafe Polka. In fact, we get requests for that one quite often. Actually, it's Frankie Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers, not the Yanks credited on this record. But we never really play the other side, which, of course, is the Barroom Polka, so I thought we probably should.
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run the good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it diver a joint. It's called a tavern room in Pennsylvania. In Manhattan it's a flush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London it's a bloomin' pub. They serve you cocktails in ritzy Newport, and it's Boilermakers in Sweet Dunn. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk. Called a bar room in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Buffalo. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland, or a cider mill in Tupelo. They serve a schooner in old Altoona, like the honky-tonks in old Bridgeport. But the thing I'm looking for is a good old swinging door where a pint is still on court.
Hey, guys, Mr. Yankovic to you, Frankie Yankovic, and the Yankovic Singers there, the Barroom Polka here on Tim's Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, playing all these fun, great old-time records for you like we do each and every week, and we are so thrilled that you go to whatever trouble you need to go to tune into the show. every week. Should remind you, too, we're on Facebook. If you are a Facebooker, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you'll find us there. I always love a record by Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. I don't know why. There's something about Bernie Roberts records that I just like. Here he is with the orchestra, The West, A Nest, and You. A West and a Nest and You. That is the Bernie Roberts Orchestra. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. It does just playing records on the record player like we used to do. Remember, you used to all sit around on the living room floor with the record player, big bunch of records laying around, and just, hey, let's play this one. That's what I said when I saw this one. It's the Mass Pike Polka. And I know that's short for Massachusetts, but on the label here, they actually put Mass, period, M-A-S-S, period, Pike Polka, meaning either they couldn't spell Massachusetts or there's not enough room on the record label in this font, which I think is a problem here. Massachusetts would have not actually fit on the record. But anyway, from Massachusetts, Holyoke, as a matter of fact, here's the Bob Szymanski Orchestra. can put that one right over here in the extremely enthusiastic record pile there. Bob Szymanski's orchestra, Massachusetts Pike Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your oldies, your old-time oldies show. Get it right, you dummy. All right. Now, here's another one of those. I see it and I go, I'm not going to play that because I'll probably pronounce it wrong. And I have Chet's Landler. You say Leandler? Leandler. I always get it wrong. And it's Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. And I always see this and I go, is it Bachel or Bachel or Bachel? And then I start thinking about it and I don't remember anymore because how often do you hear these names spoken? Only on this show. And I should try to get them right. But anyway, here they are. And Chet's Landler, Louis Bachel, and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Hey, at least I can say umbrella right, you know? Silk Umbrella Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We spin these great old-time records every week here on the show. And speaking of old-time records, I was very excited, and I don't know if I maybe mentioned this last week. I was very excited to receive in the UPS the other day a machine, a device, an electronical gizmo that I've been waiting 8 years to get one because they're handmade by this guy with this little company, and you have to get on the waiting list. And you're only on the waiting list for so long, and I've been getting on the waiting list repeatedly. And basically what it does, I'll make a long story short, is you put this between your turntable and your hi-fi or your stereo receiver or your mixing console or whatever you happen to be playing the records into. In this case, it's the broadcast console. And it has all sorts of controls on it to adjust equalization, and it has noise filters and scratch filters and all sorts of stuff. And its main purpose is to let you take old 78 RPM records and play them and make them sound way better than they sound without this device filtering out all the scratches and noise that these records that are, you know, 70, 80 years old have accumulated. It's an amazing device. And so now I'm going to be able to take, we have played a few polkas off of 78s here in the show, but now I'll be able to resurrect a lot more of those really great, really old records here on the Yumpa Hour. So I'm looking forward to that. I have this machine kind of sitting here, kittywampus on the edge of my counter here. I've been playing with it, and it does work amazingly well. It's an incredible thing. Maybe next week I'll give you a quick little sample of just how effective it is. I won't do a whole song, but just enough so I can show you how this device works. It's an amazing thing, and I know you probably don't care, and you just want me to play another record. Well, we got through all that yodeling on the last one. Then I stumbled on the Swedish polka, of all things, by Rod Goodwin and his orchestra. And it's from RCA Records in the United States. It was recorded in England, and it's the Swedish polka. It's a trip around the world all in 1:45. I thought that was cool how they mixed the orchestra with the Dixieland sound and fit it all into a polka tempo there. Ron Goodwin and his orchestra, the Swedish Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We got a little ways to go in the program today. Let's keep jamming some of these great records in here. Now, I know that nobody's probably ice skating this time of year. Well, I suppose you could be listening in the other hemisphere where winter is upon you. So maybe you're roller skating. I don't know. Ray Henry and the orchestra. Here's the Skating Oberic.
Thank you.
Yeah, I could totally see a roller skating to that one. The skating Oberic, Ray Henry, and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and we have the Six Fat Dutchmen coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, now I promise you the Six Fat Dutchmen, here they are with a Champagne Polka. Six Fat Dutchman Champagne Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Couple more to sneak in here. We've had a couple of weird ones this week, haven't we, on the show? And I think this fits into that category. Here's the piano polka, John Maddox, before he became known as Johnny, actually, with the Rhythm Masters. Yep, piano polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. John Maddox there with the Rhythm Masters and the piano polka. Duh. I was just figuring out because it says it's a piano solo with rhythm accompaniment. See, and in a combo like that, the guitar playing you heard is considered to be part of the rhythm section. All right, I think we have time to slip in one more tune here on the show this week. Let's see, did I forget anything important? I reminded you, you could email us at oompahour@aol.com. I encourage you to look us up on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. I remembered to play all the commercials and all the records. We're in pretty good shape for this week. I say we wrap it up with Don Peachy and the orchestra, and no beer today.
To have a little drink, and you could hear the bartender holler,
"No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday."
Peachy and the orchestra there, no beer today here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And you know, I told you that was going to be the last song for the day. We were going to wrap it up with Don Peachy. And I looked up at the clock and I thought, you know, I think we could probably squeak in one more tune is what I thought. And I quickly ran around. I grabbed back here, grabbed a record, a short little song. Johnny Staley and the Alpine Polka Dots. Why not? This time we really will wrap it up. Here's the Rockin' Chair Polka. Thank you. Well, there we go. The Rocking Chair Polka, Johnny Staley, and the Alpine Polka Dots here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And this really does wrap it up for another week. We're just jamming that one in there at the last minute here on the old show. But, hey, I think we set a record getting more songs into the show this week than ever. Plus, I blabbed a lot about basically nothing.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. And we'll be back to it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!